This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has unveiled a proposal to require a new label on the front of most packaged food and drinks in hopes of making it easier for Americans to choose healthier options. Under the FDA's new proposal, front-of-package labels would show whether a packaged food or drink contains low, medium, or high levels of sodium, added sugar, and saturated fat, all of which are linked to chronic diseases if consumed in excess, according to health officials. The new food label would not replace the nutritional facts label on the back, but rather act as a supplement so consumers can spot relevant info at a glance. FDA Deputy Commissioner for Human Foods Jim Jones said, "Food should be a vehicle for wellness, not a contributor of chronic disease." He added that the proposal could also lead to healthier products, saying, "It's possible we'll see manufacturers reformulate products to be healthier in response to front-of-package nutrition labeling." In northwest Montana, a structure fire damaged part of the Shoto Acantha newspaper's building between 2 and 4 a.m. on Tuesday, January 7th. No injuries were reported. The blaze nearly destroyed one of the building's three rooms and severely damaged items in adjacent rooms. The cause of the fire is unknown. The Teton County Sheriff's Office and Teton County Fire and Rescue is pursuing an investigation. The Shoto Acantha is a weekly publication that serves Shoto and the surrounding communities. Owners Melody and Jeff Martinson purchased the paper in 1990. In their roughly 35-year tenure, they have not missed publishing a single edition. The Martinsons said they will stay on schedule and deliver the weekly newspaper on Wednesday mornings. The Shoto Acantha staff sent last week's edition to be printed in Bozeman on Monday night. On Tuesday, newspaper staff picked the print editions up from Conrad. The Martinsons spent Tuesday morning picking ceiling tiling off their label maker, labeling the newspapers with delivery addresses, and then dropping off the copies at the post office for distribution. Melody Martinson said, "We have no intention of letting this stop the 131st year of continuous publication of the Shoto Acantha. We pick up the pieces and we keep going on." The structure fire was first reported by Kane Gray, a bartender working a block away from the Acantha building at the Shoto American Legion. Gray noticed thick smoke in the street when he left work around 2:20 a.m. "The way this was concentrated, I knew something wasn't right," Gray said, "so I hit the alleys." Gray called the Teton County Sheriff's Department before driving around Shoto in search of the fire. It's not the first time that Gray has discovered a nighttime fire and acted in response. In 2021, Gray rescued his two children from his blazing home in the middle of the night. With the Shoto Acantha fire, Gray spotted smoke billowing from the windows of the Acantha building. Teton County Fire and Rescue, the volunteer fire departments from Fairfield and Shoto, sent 25 firemen and 5 engines to put out the blaze. Melody and Jeff Martinson salvaged 6 computers and several other pieces of equipment and assorted documents. Though the rescued items sustained some damage from smoke, soot, and water, they're all in working condition, Melody Martinson said. Community members have offered the Martinsons and Shoto Acantha staff workspaces, office supplies, and food. "They say it takes a village," Gray said, "and I think Shoto's about the best village you can get." The Shoto Acantha has a lauded history and has hosted a number of experienced reporters and editors over the years, including the Great Falls Tribune's Ralph Bidwell and feature and investigative reporter Ralph Pomnikowski. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.